Tlaib in 9/11 tribute, people threatened Arab organization that employed me after attacks. By Hannah Blow on September 11, 2019. Far-left squad member Representative Rashida Tlaib Deme posted a 9/11 tribute on the 18th anniversary of the tragedy and claimed that the Arab organization she worked for at the time, Arab Community Center for Economic and Social Services, Access, was threatened with violence following the terrorist attacks carried out by Islamic extremists. Tlaib described how she processed the terrorist attacks in a brief Twitter thread on Wednesday. She said she was working at the nonprofit Arab American Human Services Organization, Access, at the time and saw faces of shock facing the television. She said the room erupted in tears and heartbreak as the plane hit the second tower and claimed that the organization quickly began receiving menacing calls from individuals who were threatening those at Access and the local community with violence. Despite the alleged threats made toward Muslims, Tlaib said the communities came together to mourn, to stand in solidarity with fellow Americans across the country, and to reject hate and the terror that comes from it. As we remember all of the lives lost in the horrific attack 18 years ago today, let us remember to not allow this type of violence to divide us, but to stand united. We are stronger together, she added. Fellow squad member Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, who sparked a political firestorm after speaking at a Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, fundraiser in March and describing the attack as "some people did something," tweeted a statement on September 11 as well, acknowledging that it was an attack on all of us. The group's ringleader, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, also tweeted a statement on September 11, zoning in on Luis Alvarez, the 9/11 first responder who passed away in June following his battle with cancer. Representative Ayanna Presley, DMA, also posted a brief tribute. A speaker at a 9/11 memorial service sent a direct message to Omar and the squad as a whole on Wednesday. "Madam, objectively speaking, we know who and what was done. There is no uncertainty about that," he said, referring to Omar's "some people did something" remarks. On that day, 19 Islamic terrorists, members of Al-Qaeda, killed over 3,000 people and caused billions in dollars of economic damage, he said. "Is that clear? But as to whom? I was attacked. Your relatives and friends were attacked. Our constitutional freedoms were attacked. And our nation's founding on Judeo-Christian principles were attacked. That's what some people did. Got that now?" he continued, addressing the squad directly.